Ross, Alexander, 1810 to 1888, and first wife, Caroline, circa 1810 to 1866, and second wife, Melissa S., 1832 to 1915. A blacksmith and farmer, Alexander Ross settled in Oswego County, New York, about 1834. He shared in the Millerite disappointment of 1844 and subsequently became a Sabbath keeper, although the exact date is unknown. It probably predated August 1848 when Ross, according to Loughborough's account, attended the Volney Conference. Ross had leadership potential, and there are indications in the review that he did some lay preaching and was influential in his local church at Roosevelt. However, Ellen White's testimonies to Alexander Ross indicate personal and spiritual difficulties, which thwarted his potential. Among the problems mentioned were his reliance on dreams and impressions, indifference to health reform, and a prolonged feud with his brother, Manly Ross, which had been a reproach to the cause of God. Ross had also publicly embarrassed the church by his open support for the pro-slavery South in the early stages of the Civil War. He later retracted his position and expressed regret, but the damage had already been done. Caroline Ross died in 1866, having made no outward profession of religion, according to her obituary, although during her last year she had become more in favor with the cause of present truth. Melissa, Alexander's second wife, joined the Seventh-day Adventist Church in the early 1860s. There are reports in the review that she was an able speaker, especially on prophetic topics. Nevertheless, Ellen White did not encourage either Melissa or Alexander Ross to go on speaking tours of Adventist churches, but if anything, to venture to reach the unchurched. Whether Melissa Ross took offense at the 1872 testimony is not known, but her obituary states that for some years she was not in perfect harmony with the people of God on the question of the spirit of prophecy, although before her death she expressed confidence in the testimonies.